Hey, welcome to Holistic Moms. Today is a bonus episode based off of my Find More Time workshop. So whether you made it there or not, you will benefit from this quick little episode because this is my life-changing tool and you can't hear about it enough, in my opinion. So, sister, if you are listening to this within the week of March 19th, then I have a super sweet deal for you. You can go to www.theshanwright.com/time and register for the replay of my workshop, and the freebies and the replay will be sent right to your inbox. Plus, my wellness accountability coaching, where we take a deep dive into all things wellness, belief systems, goals, how to get unstuck, how to find what is controlling your life, is on BOGO sale right now. So go to bit.ly/Shan Wright, right with the W, to jump right in to that. And do not wait. You got to hurry. The sale will only go through Friday, March 22nd. And I know you are stressed and you don't know where to start. So start here. Let me tell you, just start right here and grab this incredible deal while you can. Oh, and also with this BOGO sale comes an incredible freebie that you will need to partner with this episode today. You will get it free in my coaching. So grab the deal. Let's dive in to this simple bonus, simple solution right now. Let's go. Hey mama, are you stressed by the lack of time in the day to do all the things? Are you feeling disconnected from God, your husband, and even your kids because patience and presence seem out of reach? Do you want a healthier body, mind, spirit, and home, but overwhelmed in where to start? Hey, I'm Shan Wright, daughter of the king, wife, mom to four, RN, wellness coach, and I know very well what it feels like to want to live well, but about to lose it with my very blessed full life. After realizing I can't pour from an empty cup, I tracked my way to whole body wellness and so much peace. If you are ready to cancel the stressed out life, learn tactical, intentional strategies as a mom wearing many hats, find more peace, confidence, and joy raising kingdom kids, then listen in. Come on, mama, together we got this. Really, God's got this. So go heat up that coffee again and turn your listening ears on. Let's chat. As a holistic person, we have to recognize that this overwhelm, stress, anxiety, these feelings, this burden, weight that is on us is actually stealing our time, stealing our productivity. It's stealing our energy. Why? What's happening in you when you are stressed? Well, I'll tell you what's happening. Negative thoughts. Right? When we are stressed, we are thinking negative thoughts. We are thinking things like, I can't do this. I don't have enough time. I'm stressed out. I'm overwhelmed. Why is this happening? How do I do this? Why does this keep happening? Like, there's nothing positive. And we are overthinking these thoughts. That means again and again and again. It's like a negative soundtrack by John Acuff. That's his word. And these negative thoughts are limiting beliefs. You've also heard them called limiting beliefs. And it is just that. They're limiting our time. They're limiting our energy. They're limiting our joy. They're limiting our peace. And so it starts with that one step we talked about last episode. Go to God and ask Him, God, what do you say about this overwhelm, this burden? What do you say about it? And then what do I do about it? And then give Him all these negative thoughts. And in order to do that, we need to know what they are. We need to know what these negative thoughts are. We actually have to address them. We have to address that this lie that I am believing is controlling my life. We need to name it. We need to call it out. So this can be hard. This can be a process. This can be taking some digging. But we have to know and take courage. We have to take courage. It takes courage. We're in a battle right now, right? We're in our wellness battle. And so we're going to take courage and we're going to do this because we have to know that what we do, our actions, they start with our thoughts. And so your life your destiny, what you're going to do in this life, all starts with your thoughts. I have a story for you. So there was a grandpa talking with his grandson and sharing life lessons like all wise grandparents do. And he told his grandson that there's a fight going on inside of him. It's a terrible, intense fight between two wolves. There's a black wolf that is jealous and hateful and prideful and greedy and arrogant and a liar. And there's a white wolf that is full of joy and peace and truth and humility, compassion, and faith. And you know, grandson, this fight is going on inside of you too. And the grandson thought about it for a minute, and then he asked his grandfather, which wolf will win the fight? And his grandpa simply stated, the one you feed. Friend, this same fight is going on inside of you, which naturally leads me to the next question. Which wolf are you feeding? Because believe it or not, the wolf that you feed directly results in your time, productivity, energy, your peace, your life. Your thoughts control your life. So you gotta change your beliefs, because a belief is a repeated thought. And our brain holds these beliefs in our reticular activating system, our RAS. So the more we think something, the more we overthink, we think it over and over and over, it forms a root in our RAS called a neuron pathway. And from this pathway, our brain acts. Our brain tells our body what to do. And so let's take an example. I shared last episode about how last August was quite overwhelming. I went to God, I did my journaling prayer, and he clearly called me into podcasting and coaching 18 months ago and told me in that journaling prayer that I needed to obey him in that one thing, to put my focus right there. But in order not to be overwhelmed in that, because I didn't know how to podcast, I didn't know how to coach, I had to fix my negative beliefs that were already built that told me I can't speak. No one's going to listen to me. No one's going to listen to my podcast. What's this podcast going to do? I can't coach. No one's going to choose me to be their coach. So I had to stop that. I had to turn that soundtrack off. I had to decide right then and there, am I going to obey God or am I going to obey these thoughts? These lies. I had to decide to believe God and form new pathways. I mean, seriously, he created my brain. He can help me do this, right? So I said, I'm a confident speaker. I am courageous. I am a sought after coach. And I spoke that truth out loud over and over and over. Speaking truth out loud will lower your heart rate, calm your mind, calm your brain. It clears out the confusion, because all you can think about is that statement that you're saying, that you are speaking with your words, with your tongue, with your mouth. Your brain is thinking about the truth. So this leads to energy. It leads to excitement. It leads to then productivity and the time to get it all done. Your thoughts will lead to productivity. You want to get more done. You want to be more present with your kids. You want to have less stress. It starts with your thoughts, which lead to your beliefs, which lead to your words, which lead to your action. So at the end of the day, your thoughts lead to what you get done in the day. It's all about reverse engineering, friends. We have to take what we do and dial it back. Where is this coming from? Where's the root? We gotta get to the root. And so it's hard. It's hard to get to the root. And if you want any further help in getting to the root and digging deep into your tree roots and finding out what lies are you believing, what negative beliefs are controlling your life, what negative beliefs are controlling your destiny and have you caught in this spiral of overthinking and stressed out and overwhelm and anxiety, this is what I do in my coaching. I will help you find all of that. I will help you find the roots. And not only will we find the roots, we will dig them up. We will find out where they came from. We will reprogram them into positive beliefs and truth. And then this friend, this will change your life. Yes, I know it will, because it's changed mine. It's changed so many. I learned this from a mentor. It's changed her life. And she, I just heard her talk about this the other day. It's changing more lives. The more we do this, the more we encourage someone else to do this, it will change their life too. So the good news is I've created a tool called a belief card template, and you can get this free with my BOGO coaching sale right now. So my coaching is buy one, get one free. Then you get this amazing valued template free with the coaching. But this sale only runs through Friday, March 22nd. There's no code necessary. You just go to my normal booking link, and anyone who books this week, March 19th through March 22nd, gets the BOGO deal. You also get the free belief cards. These belief cards, if you do them, which with the coaching, I walk you through all that accountability. I am there with you, holding your hand every step of the way. So you will do them. And if you do my coaching, you are 95% going to succeed. That's really, really high odds, friend. The only 5% there is you following through. I'm going to do my part. I promise I do my part to check in with you, to do all my accountability, to make sure you succeed in this. That 5%, that's on you. Okay. And the other 95% is you partnering with me right now and going to bit.ly/ShanWright. And that's right with the W. You're going to book me for this BOGO coaching deal and get your free belief cards. And we are going to do this together. We are going to change our lives. Friend, we changed our lives. I partnered with God when he said that I am a podcaster and I am a coach, and I spoke those beliefs out, changed my life, and here I am today. I am coaching. I am on a podcast that's top 3% globally ranked. I am doing it. And it all started with changing my thoughts. It started with going to God with my burden, saying, God, what do I do? He told me what to do, and I did it. I obeyed. God, guys, this is hard work. It's simple, but it is hard. And so partner with someone to do it with you, and I want to do it with you. So if you want me to do it with you, then book me right now. Don't let this deal go by. I cannot wait to do this with you and help you change your life. Okay, until next time. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24. Shalom, shalom. Hey, Wellness Warrior, I pray that blessed you. And if so, it would bless me big if you would write a 5-star review and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Not only would this make me super happy, but it will allow for others to find this show too. Also, I love to chat over on Instagram, so make sure to take a screenshot, share to your Instagram stories, and tag me at @TheShanWright so I can see it and we can keep chatting and bring other moms to chat with us. Until we get to chat again, mama friend, may the Lord's face shine upon you and give you peace.